The Florida State University football team has ended its worst season since 1976. What's more, its 36-year bowl streak is over. I'm Lynn Hatter, and I'm looking back on a season marked by big changes and what happens when a school accustomed to winning doesn't. The FSU Seminoles' 5-7 season is being capped by a loss to its in-state rival, the University of Florida. UF beat FSU for the first time in 6 years, led by Wakulla High School graduate Felipe Franks' 3 touchdown passes.
Disappointing game, disappointing season. I think everybody in that locker room is hurting. Again, it's unacceptable here at Florida State. We got a program that prides itself on winning, and we didn't get it done. Like I say, very disappointed in just the way we performed today and throughout the year. We didn't get it done.
That's FSU head coach Willie Taggart speaking to reporters after the game. Nearly a year ago, Taggart was named head coach, the first black head coach in the school's history. The Manatee County native replaced Jimbo Fisher, who left for Texas A&M.
Howdy. It's truly a great honor and a privilege to be standing here in front of you in Aggieland today. It really is. I've always admired Texas A&M from afar and appreciated what it had. I'm extremely grateful to be here at Texas A&M. And this is without a doubt one of college football's greatest sports venues and richest traditions.
Fisher won the highest scoring game in NCAA history this past weekend, bringing his Aggies to an 8-4 season. Taggart tried to downplay expectations early on when he accepted the position at FSU. He noted it would be a season of rebuilding, both the team and its morale. During the first game, Taggart received a warm welcome, but it quickly faded after a loss to Virginia Tech.
Pass is number 9, 1 birdie. Third down.
Those losses kept coming. Criticism of Taggart's coaching began to seep in. When FSU won games, it won them solidly. But most of the losses weren't even close. The blowout loss to UF was crushing.
Look at some of the games that we lost, and the way we lost is we were undisciplined. We didn't do the things we needed to. You know, we weren't tough enough to walk away when someone pushes us up, shoves us, you know, and that's something we got to learn to do.
The FSU fan base, unaccustomed to losing, didn't take it well. But one social media comment in particular has drawn an investigation by the state attorney's office. The now-deleted Facebook post depicted Taggart with a noose around his neck, an insinuation rooted in racism. The poster was instantly flamed for it, but he doubled down, defending the message. Taggart, meanwhile, says the FSU football situation isn't as bleak as it looks. And following the game, he told reporters,
"Our program never been in this situation before, so it's something we all going through. I've been through something like this. No one here really has, so that part of it is frustrating, you know, but we have some pieces in place, but I think we all see our areas of where we need help, and then we got to fix those things."
Taggart's next step? Putting the 2018 football season behind and hitting the recruitment trail in an attempt to turn things around next season. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.